Blog Talk Radio.
And central coast of the United States. Good evening to those of you in the Mountain Time Zone and Pacific Time Zone here in the United States of America. This is DJ Stevie P, and this is Stevie Sports Report, coming to you live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. It is 56 degrees outside here in beautiful Sun Valley. And for our cry purposes, today is the 19th. I think. Yes, today is Saturday the 19th. To those of you on the East and Central Coast, today is the 20th. So happy tomorrow to those of you on the East and Central, in the East and Central United States. As I said, this is DJ Stevie P, and this program today will be 45 minutes. And we got a lot of sports to talk about. We're actually going to start with an area I don't usually cover, but I'm going to cover it because there was a boxing match tonight. And Floyd Money Mayweather just went up to 40-0. He defeated Juan Manuel Marquez in a unanimous decision. That was over, I think, 15, 20 minutes ago. But he's now 40-0. So that's some boxing news for you. And which, like I said, I don't normally cover. Tonight we're going to mostly talk about the three main areas, which is college football. We're going to talk about professional football, and we're going to talk about the Major League Baseball playoff races, which, being that we're 20 days into September, there's 2 weeks left of the season. Oof. It's really getting exciting now, I tell you. So anyway, let me give you the call-in number. It's area code 347-850-1572 if you want to call in and talk. We'll be on now for the next 42 minutes. We're going to continue now. We're going to go ahead and start talking about college football. We'll start with that this week. So several upsets, but we'll start with the top 25, starting with today's games, and then we'll go to yesterday's game and then Thursday's game. So number two, Texas, got revenge off of Texas Tech from last year. They won at home 34-24. Big, huge upset over in Seattle as the Washington Huskies beat USC 16-13. USC was ranked number three. They were going to drop probably about five spots, I would think. They'll probably drop down to about number eight or so. Anyway, number four, Alabama, tore up North Texas 53-7. You had number five, Penn State, over Temple 31-6. And number five, Mississippi. Oh, yeah, they were tied. They're tied for fifth. Number five, Mississippi, over Southeast Louisiana, 52-6. You had another upset. You had Florida State from the ACC completely tearing up BYU, who was ranked number seven. That score was 54-28. BYU will drop in tomorrow's polls. You have number eight, UCal, over Minnesota, 35-21. You have number nine, LSU, over Louisiana Lafayette, 31-3. You had number 11, Ohio State, over Toledo, 38-0. Number 12, Oklahoma, over Tulsa, 45-0. The only match between two top 25 teams, You had number 13 Virginia Tech beat number 19 Nebraska 16-15. Texas Christian University, 15th ranked team, beat Texas State 56-21. Number 16 Oklahoma State beat Rice 41-24. You had number 17 Cincinnati over Oregon State 28-18. And another upset, this time was in Oregon, as Oregon beat number 18 Utah 31-24. Okay, number 22 Kansas beat Duke 44-16. Blowout game from both teams as number 23 Georgia escapes from Arkansas 52-41. 93 points scored in that game. Okay. And number 24 North Carolina beat East Carolina 31-17. And number 25 Michigan beat East Michigan 45-17. Okay. Now, Friday night, you had Boise State on the road at Fresno State, and number 10 Boise State beat Fresno State 51-34. And Thursday night, you had an ACC matchup between number 20 Miami of Florida and number 14 Georgia Tech, and Miami, the underranked team, upset number 14 Georgia Tech 33-17. And then, of course, last but not least, always cover them last, you had my team, the number one ranked Florida Gators, beat Tennessee 23-13. So that is your top 25 scores for this weekend. And we're going to go back to the we got 37 minutes left in the show, and give you that call-in number again. It's 347-850-1572 if you want to chime in on today's sports scores, some of the upsets, talk about the boxing match if you happen to see it. Please call in. Also, if you want to talk about the baseball playoff races, which we're going to get to next, and in the meantime, we're going to take a little break and play a song, and we'll be right back.
We are gold.
Okay, we are back. That was a brand new song by a group or artist named Mika called We Are Golden. And anybody out there that watches the show Make It or Break It, which was on ABC Family Channel about a group of teenage gymnastics, remembers that song being in the last episode of this past season. And I'm being told that we're looking forward to another season of Make It or Break It on the ABC Family Channel coming up in January. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so we're back, and we've got 32 minutes left, and I'll give that call-in number again. It's area code 347-850-1572 if you want to chime in on the discussion for tonight. Now that we talked about college football, we're now going to do the top 25, go over the top 25, and of course, this will change tomorrow, and tomorrow night's show will be on at 11:30 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 p.m. Pacific Time for those of you out there. And we will have that updated schedule, the updated AP Top 25 tomorrow. But as of right now, the AP Top 25, number 1, Florida. Number 2, Texas. Those will not change. Number 3, USC will drop. Number 4, Alabama will move up. Number 5, Mississippi will move up. Number 6, Penn State will move up. Number 7, Brigham Young will drop. Number 8, California should move up. Number 9, LSU should move up. Number 10, Boise State should move up. 11, Ohio State should move up. Number 12, Oklahoma should move up. Number 13, Virginia Tech will move up. Number 14, Georgia Tech will drop. Number 15, TCU will move up. 16, Oklahoma State will move up. Number 17, Cincinnati should move up. Number 18, Utah will probably drop off the top 25, or will probably be around 25 when the new schedule comes out tomorrow, the new rankings. Number 19, Nebraska will move up. Number 20, Miami will move up. 21, Houston will move up. 22, Kansas should move up. Number 23, Georgia should move up. Number 24, North Carolina should move up. And number 25, Michigan should move up. So, USC, Georgia Tech, Utah should all drop in the, and that's the AP Top 25. So, now we're going to switch over to baseball and give that number again. It's 347-850-1572 if you want to chime in. We got 29 minutes left of the show. So, back to baseball. We got a lot of finals in the major leagues today. We're going to go over the scores. First in the American League is Oakland at home beat Cleveland 8-4. You had Minnesota in the Metrodome beat Detroit 6-2. You had Texas over the Angels 3-2. You had Boston all over Baltimore 11-5. You had Chicago White Sox over Kansas City 13-3. Tampa Bay won over Toronto 4-0. They scored those four runs in the first inning. The rest of the game was a complete snooze. Okay, and the only current game going on, you have the Yankees in Seattle, and they just scored some runs because the thing just updated on me. I was going to tell you it was 7-1, but now it's 10-1, and the looks like the bottom of the ninth, Seattle, unless you mount a big comeback, will lose to New York. But that's 10-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now over to the and I'll keep you updated on that score. Now over to the National League. You had San Diego over Pittsburgh 2-1. You had New York over Washington 3-2. You had St. Louis over Chicago 2-1. You had the Dodgers all over the Giants 12-1. You had the Braves hold off the Phillies 6-4. Phillies scored 4 runs in the ninth, but it wasn't enough to beat the Braves. Then you had Then you had Milwaukee over Houston 7-2. You had Florida over Cincinnati 3-2. And you had Colorado all over Arizona 10-4. So those are your scores from Major League Baseball. Now the current standings. First, the wild card. You have Boston in first over Texas, second, Seattle third, Minnesota fourth, and I'll stop there. And Boston's magic number to clinch the wild card spot is 9 games. And then over in the National League, you have Colorado in first. Their magic number to clinch the wild card for the National League is 11 games. You have San Francisco second. They're 3.5 back. You have Florida 4 back. And then Atlanta 4.5 back. So those three teams are still in it, actually. After that, Chicago on down. Chicago's 8 back. So they're pretty much out of it. So those are the American and National League wild card standings. Currently, now we're going to flip over to the regular standings for both the American and National League, and I'm going to go ahead and give that call-in number once again. It's area code 347-850-1572 if you'd like to join in on this conversation, and we got about 25 minutes left of the show, and... Excuse me, just one second. Okay, sorry about that, folks. Now we're back, and we're going to, Okay, the American League standings. First, we'll start in the AL East. You have the Yankees in first, Boston in second, Tampa Bay's in third. Toronto's in fourth, Baltimore is bringing up the rear. Now, the magic number for the Yankees is 10. So, as of right now, the Boston Red Sox is 5.5 back. So, okay. Now, in the Central... You have the Tigers in first. Their magic number is 13, but very close behind them is the Minnesota Twins. They're only 2 games back. So they very well could overtake the Tigers in that division. There's still, 2 weeks of baseball left, so anything can happen there, but... So Detroit's in first. Their magic number is 13. Minnesota's in second. Chicago's in third. Cleveland is in fourth. And Kansas City brings up the rear. They're 18 games back. Over in the AL West, you have the Los Angeles Angels. Their magic number is 9. You have the Texas Rangers, who are 6.5 games back. Seattle is 11 games back, and Oakland is 18 games back. So, and I will update that, because if the Yankees beat the Seattle Mariners like it looks like they're going to be doing, then their magic number will actually be 9 instead of 10. So, okay, now we're going to go over to the National League. National League East, you have the Philadelphia Phillies in first. You have the Florida Marlins second. Currently, the Phillies' magic number is 8, which means 8 total games where they win or the Marlins lose. And that they win the division. So anyway, the Marlins are in second, Braves are in third, 7.5 back. The Mets are in fourth, 23 back, and the Nationals are really bringing up the rear, 51-97. They're 35.5 games back. Sorry for all you fans out there and people listening out there in Washington D.C., but you know your team sucks. So. Anyway, over in the Central, you have the St. Louis Cardinals, who looks like they're going to be the first team to make the postseason this year. The Cardinals' magic number is 4, so any combined 4 win for them, 4 losses for second place Chicago, and they will have clinched the division. Chicago is in second. 75-72, they're 11 games back, so it looks like another year without them winning a championship, which now makes, 101 years since they've last won a world championship. So, there's always next year, they say. So, anyway, in third place, you have the Milwaukee Brewers, they're 13.5 back. Fourth place is Houston, with 16.5 back. Cincinnati is 19 back, and Pittsburgh Pirates are 29.5 back, bringing up that rear in the National League Central. Over in the National League West, you have the Los Angeles Dodgers. Their magic number is 9 over the Colorado Rockies, who lead the wild card division. So, the Rockies are in second, 5 games back. San Francisco is 8.5 back, and then San Diego is 22 back, and Arizona is bringing up the rear, 24 back. So, as I said, the magic number for the Dodgers is 9, and it looks like if everything holds out for the next 2 weeks, then the National League West will claim 2 spots in the playoffs. 2 of the 4 teams from the National League will be from the West Division. So, let's go ahead and get that call-in number again. We got 19 minutes left of the show. That call-in number is area code 347-850-1572 if you want to join in on that conversation. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break, and we will be right back.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia, sleep the sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. The muddy waters, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek, kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week, with rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are, in Carolina or in Georgia. Open arms are waiting for you, Louisiana, yellow roses, San Antonio, Arkansas, Mississippi, Woman River whispers to me. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort, carry on. I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, rough tide road. Graceland whispers to me, carry on, sweet Southern comfort, carry on, sweet Southern comfort, carry on.
Okay, we are back. That was Betty Jewell with Sweet Southern Comfort. And we're going to go back to the NCAA college football for just a minute, which is kind of the reason I wanted to play that song. Because the best conference in college football right now, hands down, and if you disagree with me, tough, but the best conference is the Southeastern Conference. So it doesn't matter what conference you're in. If you're in the lonely old WAC, you know, which your conference is pretty WAC. If you're in the Pac-10, the Big East, Big 12, Big South, there's no denying the power of the SEC. I mean, in last week's standings, rankings, the SEC had four teams in the top 10. Four out of the top 10, or two-fifths of the top 10, was teams from the SEC. Florida, Alabama, Ole Miss, and LSU. So there's something to be said about Florida and about the SEC. Several of the last championships have been won by teams from the SEC. So because last year, you know, the Gators won Florida. 2 years ago, it was LSU. 3 years ago, it was the SEC again. So with the Florida Gators. So I don't care what any other conference says, any other fan of any other conference. The best conference all around is the SEC. Time and time again, you're going to have tough teams. Rather, you have big offenses like tonight's game between Georgia and Arkansas, or you have good defenses like today's game between Florida and Tennessee. The defense on Tennessee was a very interesting defense, and it marked the first time today's game between Florida and Tennessee that the offensive player of the year for the SEC and the defensive player of the year for the SEC played each other in a game. And luckily the Gators escaped with a win. That's all that counts. Now, it doesn't matter who you are. All you Gator haters out there, listen up. It's like every week the SEC, the toughest conference in the nation, is going to be bringing it. And they're going to try to dethrone the Florida Gators. So either you put up or you shut up. And Lane Kiffin last year, he tried putting up, and he got his butt handed to him today, you know. No, it wasn't a 40-point blowout, but still, a loss is a loss. And maybe next time, before he opens his mouth, he might think about how embarrassing it is to say something like that, especially that was done in January, and this is September. So 8 months passed, 8 months of the Gators feeding off of it, thinking about it, circling that date on their calendar. Okay, well, now it's done. So now I'm not sure who's up next for Florida. I'll find out. But let me give that call-in number again. That call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. We now have 11 minutes left of the show, so anyway, we got 11 minutes left of the show, and Florida's next opponent, okay, they are traveling and going to be playing Kentucky, at Kentucky, and that's a 6 p.m. Eastern Time game. And that's on the 26th. Then they have an off week before they play at LSU. That's an 8 p.m. Eastern game, so that game will probably be on ESPN. And then they play the Arkansas Razorbacks on the 17th of October. Those are their three upcoming games for the Florida Gators. So, currently Kentucky is in third place in the conference behind Florida, and they're 2-0 overall, so that's going to be a tough team. Then LSU is number 9 ranked. They're 3-0 overall, 1-0 in the conference, and then Arkansas is 0-1 in the conference and 1-1 overall. So that's their next three games. And I'll give that call-in number again. It's 347-850-1572. Now we're going to take a station pause. Not a break, but just a station pause. We'll come right back and discuss tomorrow's NFL schedule. And talk a little bit also about the Hall of Fame, 2010 Hall of Fame for the NFL. So there's some news on that. So we'll be right back. Okay, we are back. And now we're going to talk about football. Tomorrow, your early games, the 1 o'clock games, Carolina at Atlanta, Minnesota at Detroit, Cincinnati at Green Bay, the defending NFC champion Arizona Cardinals go to Jacksonville to play. You have Oakland at Kansas City, New England at New York Jets. You have New Orleans at Philly. You have Houston at Tennessee. You have St. Louis at Washington. Those are all your 1 o'clock games. Your 4 o'clock games are going to be Tampa at Buffalo, Seattle at San Francisco, Pittsburgh at Chicago, Cleveland at Denver, Baltimore at San Diego. Then the Sunday night game will be the Giants going to New Dallas Stadium to play the Dallas Cowboys. And then Monday night's game has the Indianapolis Colts traveling down to Landshark Stadium down in Miami to play the Miami Dolphins. So those are your games for tomorrow. Currently in the standings by division, in the AFC East, you have the Patriots in first. Patriots and Jets are in first, so that's going to be a battle for first place in the AFC East. And then you have Buffalo and Miami bringing up the rear. They're 0-1. In the AFC North, you have Baltimore and Pittsburgh at 1-0, and Cincinnati and Cleveland at 0-1. In the AFC South, you have the Colts at 1-0, and then you have the Titans, Jags, and Houston all at 0-1. In the AFC West, you have the Broncos and the Chargers at 1-0, and the Chiefs and Raiders at 0-1. In the NFC, you have the Cowboys and Giants 1-0, and the Eagles and Redskins 0-1. In the NFC North, you have Green Bay and Minnesota 1-0, Chicago and Detroit 0-1. NFC South has Atlanta and New Orleans 1-0, Carolina and Tampa Bay 0-1. And the NFC West has San Francisco and Seattle 1-0, and they have St. Louis and Arizona 0-1. So those are your NFL standings. Now we're going to talk about the 2010 Hall of Fame. And this is from... Wait a minute. Okay, this is from the 19th, which was today. So, announced today, National Football League, all-time leading receiver Jerry Rice and all-time leading rusher, former Florida Gator Emmitt Smith, are among the list of 131 players, coaches, and contributors who make up the preliminary list of modern-era nominees for election to the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2010. Rice and Smith are two of the seven first-year eligible candidates on this year's list. Now, from the preliminary list of modern-era nominees, Hall of Fame selectors will choose 25 candidates who will advance as semifinalist nominees. The list of 25 modern-era semifinalists will be announced on November 27th. The 25 modern-era semifinalists will be reduced by mail ballot to 15. That will be announced on January 7th. The final list of nominees that will be considered for election will consist of 15 modern-era finalists and two previously announced senior nominees, former Detroit Lion cornerback Dick LeBeau and former Denver Broncos running back Floyd Little. LeBeau and Little were selected this past August by the Hall of Fame Senior Selection Committee. Okay, and then... The 2010 Hall of Fame will be selected from the list of 17 finalists. The actual voting will be conducted at Pro Football Hall of Fame Committee annual meeting, which is held on Saturday, February 6th in South Florida, the day before Super Bowl 44. The election results will be announced immediately afterwards. So that's the process for that. So let's give that phone number again. Anybody want to get in on the last minute? 3 minutes left of the show. It's area code 347-850-1572. And programming note, I'm still not sure about a show on Monday yet, but tomorrow night we will be on, as I mentioned earlier in the program, we will be on at 11:30 p.m. Mountain Time. That is 10:30 p.m. Pacific Time and 1:30 a.m. for those of you on the East. So I believe that's either a 15 or a 30-minute show, mostly covering football and baseball. So we got 2 minutes left. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to be on Monday or not. I have to wait and see. That might be a game time decision. So, anyway, at this point, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to the show. And thank you for listening, whether you're listening live or if you're listening on the download, which is available on my homepage on Blog Talk Radio. You can download past shows and download those to your computer if you want to. So anyway, at this point, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye and close this out. It's a song called What I Am. So until tomorrow night, have a great night and a better one tomorrow. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Bye.